This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Denver residents may get a six-month break before a new sidewalk fee kicks in. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
Denver voters last year approved an ambitious plan to fix and repair city sidewalks. It raises revenue via a new property fee. Most homeowners will pay less than $200 a year, but some will pay a lot more. Some city councilors want to make tweaks over the next few months and are proposing to delay the fees until July 2024. Sidewalk advocates say they're okay with that, but they also say the program should take effect as soon as possible. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Front Range rail planners say they want to start with a bare-bones service to keep costs down. Trains would run between Pueblo and Fort Collins up to six times a day. Startup costs are estimated at $2 billion. Governor Jared Polis hopes to get a funding measure for the rail line to voters next year. Olympic boxing hopefuls are in Pueblo this week for a competition called the Last Chance Qualifier. The event from USA Boxing is competitors' last chance to earn a spot at the Olympic team trials later this year. Nearly 400 boxers from all over the country are participating. 25 of them are from Colorado, including 17 from Colorado Springs and Pueblo. USA Boxing is headquartered in Colorado Springs. You're listening to CPR News. Stay here for more All Things Considered, and coming up later, it's Colorado Matters starting at 7. Right now, it is 6:07, and in Denver, it's 64 degrees.